The United Nations Security Council has listed Kingly One International, registered in the Marshall Islands, and Pro Gain Group, registered in Samoa, on a list of 21 shipping companies that must now have their assets frozen for smuggling oil and coal into and out of North Korea. 27 individual ships and a Taiwanese man have also been blacklisted for flouting UN sanctions and face deflagging or prohibition from entering ports around the world. But marine and international trade lawyer Andrew Rigdon Green says enforcing the punishments is up to national authorities.
The effect of blacklisting the vessels, it's difficult to say because it depends how the different countries implement the blacklisting that the UN is proposing. So it may be that they are not able to trade in countries that are members of the UN, or that I think I saw a report that there was a requirement that some of these vessels would be deflagged or deregistered from the flags of the relevant country. Ships are obviously expensive assets, and if they are not trading, then they are wasting money. So that would be a big financial impairment if the vessels were not able to trade by reason of the blacklisting.
Editor of the Marshall Islands Journal, Giff Johnson, is following the sanctions closely. He says the appearance of the Marshall Islands on the blacklist isn't entirely unexpected, given that almost 3,000 ships are registered there but connected to other nations. He says it's also not the first time ships from the Marshall Islands have been blacklisted.
The Marshall Islands ship registry is number two behind Panama, and it also has a large corporate registry, which is operated in tandem with the ship registry. In the past two recent rounds of sanctions that have been announced against North Korea, one late last year and then earlier this year by the Trump administration, in both instances, there was, one company in each case registered in the Marshall Islands that was flagged for sanctions as having connections with North Korea. And in both of those cases, once the information was provided and the sanctions were instituted, the trust company of the Marshall Islands, which manages the ship and corporate registry here, delisted both of those companies.
The practice of registering a ship in a country other than that of the ship's owners is known as flag of convenience. North Korea expert Dr. Leonid Petrov says providing a flag of convenience can result in a win-win relationship for North Korea and the countries that provide them, such as the Marshall Islands.
Well, smaller nations are, of course, interested in money and more cooperation, which North Korea is happy to provide in the backdrop of the tightening international sanctions. So when they use the flag of convenience, say with Panama or Malaysian flag or some, you know, the Sierra Leone flag can be used for North Korean commercial ships with North Korean crew roaming the international waters. Nobody would really know that it's a North Korean ship unless they inspect.
The sanctions designation package was proposed to the Security Council by the United States. In a statement, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, says the sanctions package is part of a coordinated U.S. government effort to continue a maximum pressure campaign on the North Korean regime and systematically shut down its maritime smuggling activities. But North Korea expert Leonid Petrov says the country's fuel supplies are reaching crisis point.
I know that the petrol supplies have been significantly reduced, and North Koreans received petrol not by sea but via landline, by through the pipes and railway channel from China and from Russia. There were allegations that North Korea has been violating the sanctions regime and accepting additional shipments of oil and gasoline and diesel from Russia and from China at sea, not without any calling to any foreign ports. So right now the situation is abnormal. It shouldn't be like this. The whole nation of 25 million people is now completely reliant on the international sanctions and cannot develop properly. And of course the leadership understand that sooner or later they will have the domestic response to the current embargo